Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What it do, K100 Internet Radio, you did? Hold on a second. All right, now we got this thing popping, you dig? Welcome to the show, you understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizz, and welcome to K100 Internet Radio. We got everything up and running, we got everything up and popping. I'm doing my second actual mobile show. You understand what I'm saying? Everything's going good. You feel me? Got my background music queued up now. Let's run it. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to hit me up on the phone. If you're on the phone lines on Blog Talk Radio, I want to welcome everybody that's catching me via podcast on iTunes or listening to the replay. And welcome everybody dialing in that's listening to the show live. You understand what I'm saying? Got a pretty interesting grown-up show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Grown folks business going on tonight on the show. Hold on a second. You put my music down a little bit. All right. Okay. That's about right there. Background music was up too loud. Now that I got that right, you understand what I'm saying? I want to welcome everybody to the show once again. I'm broadcasting live via Ustream, all right? I'm on the air live via Ustream. So if this is your first time tuning into my show via Ustream, welcome. I see I got like one of you on here so far already. Want to say what's up to you and thank you for catching me doing my live Blog Talk Radio show, K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? Welcome. Everybody that's out there, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. I want to welcome you to the motherfucking show. I see a couple of people already on the line early. Got quite a few people say they're going to come in here and RSVP for this to talk about what we're talking about tonight, which is actually episode 68, you dig? And I owe you one. 68, episode 68, and I owe you one. You feel me? Y'all, excuse me, I be drinking on Ciroc most of the day. I'm just in cool mode. You feel me? I'm goddamn broadcasting. A little bit slizzard, you dig? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. But before I do, I want to remind everybody that we are on MySpace, we are on Facebook, we are on iTunes, we are on Ustream, we are doing it big over here at K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? We are getting it in. Shouts out to everybody in my crew. Shouts out to my homie P. Reg. Shouts out to my homie Big Swole. Shouts out to the homie Team Shreds. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody that I'm fucking with on the music shit. Chainless Entertainment. 10 years going strong. We expanding our brand with K100 Internet Radio. I want to thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for supporting my show. Live, podcast, replay. It don't matter. Big ups to you. Welcome. All right. Tonight we're going to be talking about some grown folk shit. Episode 68 and episode 1. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis. I'm going to jump right into it. You feel me? I got a couple people on the line, but I already know this is going to be one of my shows where they, because everybody don't have the internet. So for some of y'all that don't understand, if you don't have the internet, this is like the only way that they can hear my shit, you know? And everybody, hey, it's a recession out this motherfucker, man. Real talk. Everybody ain't got it. It's either the goddamn the cell phone, the metro phone, goddamn it, or Comcast. Need that phone. So a lot of people do listen to the show even when they don't say nothing. And I don't open their lines up because, you know, I understand people just want to listen to it on the phone. I see a couple people. But remember, if you are on the phone lines, if you want to holler at me, if you want to say something about what I'm talking about, if you want to comment, make sure you hit number one keypad. You feel what I'm saying? It's got some music to play. I mean, from the camp. You understand what I'm saying? Got a couple people that are supposed to be sending me some songs that's been waiting on that. Also, if you're of age and you still watch the 106 and Park joint on BT, my homies, Lil Cash and Smurf Rock wanted me to remind y'all that that they're going to be live on 106 o'clock tomorrow night, and to vote for them, you feel me? And I'm co-signing for that because them some good dudes. They've been working hard at what they do, you feel me? And when I did that, they all connect, you know what I'm saying? And now they doing their thing, you feel me? So if you able tomorrow, vote for them online, or do the little text in, vote for them. It won't hurt, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Represent for the home team, for the city. You feel me? Especially all my big county live old listeners out there. You understand what I'm saying? All right, that's what's up. Episode 68. And I owe you one. But I want to start off at the very last line I put on this motherfucker. Actually, when somebody tell you 68 and I owe you one. Yeah, that's the ass. Who does that? But let me, but let me go ahead and get to the damn point of the show. Feel what I'm saying? Do I really need to say where I'm going with this? Okay. The lanes, I'm talking about oral sex. All right. 68 and I owe one. I know you heard that phrase. All right. If you you haven't heard of that, you haven't heard that phrase, you might not be listening to my show. Matter of fact, you're asking me too young. And how the fuck did you get my card, my number, anything? What is your mama doing? Anyway. But if you know what I'm talking about, everybody on Ustream, if you know what I'm talking about, you understand what I'm saying, then you know that all sex is sex, nothing to be embarrassed about, grown to do it, feel me? Now, I want to ask people about what was one thing when you was in middle school. Remember middle school? In middle school, it was just like, nobody would ever openly admit to that shit, like, for real. Like in high school, even in high school when you first started doing it, nobody would ever really say, yo, you understand what I'm saying? They go down, they girl, damn sure won't to get no black girl actually admit, you feel what I'm saying? Actually admit that she was going down her boyfriend. Maybe the white girls, because back then it was cool for white girls to have the opposite. White girls would like give their boyfriends head first and actually do it with. And black girls was like, no, you know what I'm saying? They need some foot first. Saying they got their top on, just take their bottoms off. You know what I'm saying? You remember shit? You feel when you first smashed, you know what I mean? Early on. But if you did do some shit like that, neither way y'all was gonna tell anybody, so y'all deny it. So we're past that. We're past that. Bye. We out. We hit on that. We gone. We're driving, we riding. Now we're gonna grow those conversation. You feel me? Now. Blowjobs, head, face, brain, slurping, burp, whatever you want to call it. You understand what I'm saying? Becky, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same to me. Like, so whatever the term, wherever you call it, where you from, I got people that be calling from all over the country. You feel me? Put some of these motherfuckers in their own game, how they talk with you. Call whatever the fuck you call it with you. You're talking about this right now. You understand what I'm saying? You know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right? The list goes on, but, you know, the act, if it's performed correctly, can be the jump off for some great sex. Now, the question for us is, do you do A? B, do you enjoy it when you do it? You feel me? Yeah, do you have to have it in your relationship? Which is basically the question is asking me, consider a relationship with somebody that don't do it? You feel me? Is that serious to you? Because we're going to have people that call in, say that they don't get down like that or whatever. And that's okay if whoever you with, don't get down like that, whatever. You might be good. That's no problem. That's no issue. But the person that you hit, like that shit, and you don't like that shit, now see, that's where it's going to get tricky. And I would remind you not to go snooping, not to goddamn, you know, start accusing of making wild, false accusations and shit. But I will remind you that if you oh, with somebody who loves it and you don't love it. Outcome that there's a very high chance that somebody will cheat. That other person might cheat. Might be cheat right now. With somebody that does that and you don't. I'm just saying, before we even go further, I'm going to synopsis and open up the lines real quick. But I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there as a public service announcement because you see it all the time, especially when you're single. I'm single right now. I've been single for, you know, going on 2 years. And so I date people, I go out, hang, be in different circles, talk to different people from, you know, just different circles, networks of people that I deal with. I got various ways I meet people, you feel me? Job, music, you know, family, friends, Facebook, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And basically, a lot of the people that I know for a fact might be cheating on their mate or have cheated on their mate, and we discussed it. That's been if one was with it and the other one wasn't, the other one didn't like it or wasn't willing to do it. You feel me? That's been a deal breaker for some. Some have kicked it with people for that, and some have cheated on mates for that. Spouses. I'm just putting that out there before I even move right along. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Welcome everybody that's already on the line. You feel me? I'm about to pick the synopsis and I'm opening up the lines. Hit the number one. So the first question was, hey, of course, do you do it? You feel me? You know, do you enjoy it if you do it? Because some people do it because of who they with like it, but they just don't like it themselves. That's all right. You might be all right. You might not get cheated on. You feel what I'm saying? You might be okay because you're still handling a fucking grown folks' business. You feel me? You know, of course, it doesn't matter whether it's oral sex or it doesn't matter whether it's a job. It doesn't matter whatever the fuck it is. Nobody really do things as good when they don't enjoy doing something. You feel me? When somebody likes to do something, that 9 out of 10 times they're gonna do it better if they're enjoying what they're doing. So while you might be one of these people who say, well, you know, I don't really like it, but you know, I do it. That's cool. I commend you. Big up to you. So I go any further. Big up to you. You understand what I'm saying? That's right. That's cool. That makes sense. You feel me? I get that. I dig that. But we don't like everything that we have to do. I don't even like going to work, but I go. You feel me? I like doing my show. That's why I always do this, motherfucker. I'm not missing shit. This isn't work for me. This is fun. I have a great time doing this. Every single time I do it. Never gets old. Haven't got old yet. Some people, if it's not fun to them, then it gets old. That's why I still do music. That's why I still, when I started doing this, it was so fun. I was just going to play with it at first. And then it was like so much fun and so crunk. And now my listener base is, oh, by the way, we have 5,000 downloads and plays. Yeah. Wasn't it? I ain't even been on the air that long. 5,000 downloads and plays. Already. Various forms. Downloads, and they don't even break it down to see the plays or downloads. But no matter. They're picking out K100. Already. All right. And, so, you know, back to my point. Whenever you, if I commend you if you're doing something that you don't really like to do, but you're not going to do it as good if you don't like to do it. So the first question is, of course, do you do it? B, do you enjoy it? All right? Now, and the third question was, do you have it in your relationship? Because you might like it, but you might be like, I like it, but my mate don't. I can live without it. Or you might be fucking. All right? But yeah. So do you think there is still a stigma with black people when it comes to oral sex? Now, I still meet quite a few adult black women who claim they don't give head. Okay, people, I'm in my 30s. I'm in my early 30s. All right. And at this particular point in life, very high chance you got kids if you're black. Very high chance you got at least one. All right. So you rarely meet a 30-year-old virgin in any race, culture, or religion. Unless you, well, I take that back. Religious cultures or whatever, but, you know, they got, you know, they real sticklers about it. For the average person, a black American or something, like, yeah, to me, 30-year-old versus none of you versions, that's my age. My general listening audience is 25 to 40. That's what my demographics say. They break it down for me on my little website and my little MySpace link page and all this kind of shit. I got all this behind-the-scenes statistics in this software that lets me know who's listening, who's checking it out. Just in case you want to know why I do a lot of shows talking about certain things, well, of course, I'm looking at my numbers and looking at when I'm talking about what. How high this motherfucking goddamn number, stat number, is way the fuck up in the roof when I talk about fucking. You nasty motherfuckers. Freaks out here at K100, I swear, man. I don't know. But that's just the nature of the show. Alright? But when I'm talking about sex or something, I have some of my highest numbers. And some very politically charged shit. When I talk about music, it's low, but I guess that's just if you're into music, you're into it. If you're not, maybe some of those shows. But anyway, I'm losing my point. The point is, black women still claim they don't do it. That's true. And I'm talking to y'all about this. You feel me? Large part of my listening audience is black. All right. Now, most of them that I know that don't do it or whatever, I said they single. Probably. You know what I'm saying? I meet a couple of women who say they married and they don't do it. Hey, devil floats your boat, homie. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Maybe every guy don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I happen to love it and I can ask those questions right now. I definitely couldn't be in a relationship with somebody who ain't with that. I'm just not even going to try and do that. But anyway, I'm just saying. Now, fellas, are you still telling your homeboys you don't go down on chicks? For real? I mean, you got to go on every you fuck with because every chick ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? But to say that you really don't do it at all, you a grown ass man with like 3 kids, nigga. For real, you don't never do it. I ain't say you got to do it to every chick. But still, some dudes be like, nah, I don't eat pussy. Like, for real. Yes, you got, you ain't eat pussy before. You might not eat everybody pussy. Just like every girl ain't going to suck everybody dick, but they do it. They cool with you like that. I'm tired of these motherfuckers denying. You feel me? Girls like to always say, I don't do that. But you mean you don't go around doing that to everybody, but you do it. I mean, if you had a boyfriend and you with this nigga for like 3-4 years and you suck his dick all the time, but then when you break up with him, you just don't feel comfortable with the rest of the niggas, you feel me, to suck your dick, you don't know him like that yet, you still like to suck it. You can't sit here and say, I don't do that. Yes, you do. You was with a dude for 3 years and you gave him low dollars, right, whatever, your baby daddy. Well, yeah, him, that dude, that guy. Right. It's different. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying, y'all, I don't think y'all understand the motherfucking questions sometimes, all right? 347-934-0966, the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody that's on the line that's listening. I'm getting ready to go ahead and start taking the questions. You feel me? Last part of the synopsis. Do you think it's just part of sex? Do you have any secret techniques or procedures that guarantee satisfaction to your partner? How you do your thing? You know some tricks? Everybody got porn. Everybody watch porn. Everybody grown. They shit know what the fuck they're doing. But sometimes somebody be goddamn, you know. A lot of women don't know about the goddamn how to get the motherfucking stroke right with the motherfucking jaws and the hand. That is a problem. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Pay attention. Some motherfucking women, when they give a head, they don't understand how to goddamn work their hand with that motherfucker too. You feel what I'm saying? They really don't. They ain't got that hand-mouth coordination, hand-mouth-dick coordination all the way matched up. You feel what I'm saying? They be all right. It's just the mouth on the dick. You feel what I'm saying? That's all right. You feel what I'm saying? But the chicks who really be getting in with the monster head, you feel me? They know how to goddamn work the hand with it too. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Some chicks, I can't stand when a chick get on there and they just be like they scared of some shit. You feel me? Like they ain't never did this shit before. And I'm like, bitch, you got 3 kids, 2 kids, some shit. You was married? Well, you is married? I'm just saying. Whatever the point may be, I'm just saying. This is completely relevant to what I'm talking about. Welcome everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio. I want to again everybody that's live. Kind of a couple people jumping on right now. Welcome everybody that's viewing me live via Ustream. If you need help getting to the link, I just threw the link up on Facebook. So go over there and check me out. You feel me? And come look at me on Ustream. All right. Episode 68. You understand what I'm saying? And I owe you one. 68 and I owe you one. I know y'all heard that before. Know you heard that before. Alright? That's what we talking about today on K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? Head. Eating pussy. Face. Whatever the chicks call it. They call it face now. She's a face fanatic. What the fuck is she? I'm pretty sure. Well, she actually say she. I know she gonna call the show. How the fuck she ever talk about somebody. Damn it. Our info will be used to help the unskilled up their game. But let me be clear. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Just the number one, if you want to talk to me about your head game. If you know any tricks, special technique, maybe you're a chick and you want to put it out here for the fellas that are listening to my show. See, the thing about the fellas listen to my show and they don't talk as much as the females. You feel what I'm saying? Because they don't want to feel like, you know what I'm saying? That's some bitch shit calling into a talk show like a bitch, nigga. Blah, blah, blah. You feel me? What they fail to understand is this is motherfucking not your average motherfucking goddamn talk show. A, it's not just talk show. I spin music to, nigga. And 90% of the shit I spin is hip hop and it's good pop. So that's another reason to listen. But first of all, my show is just motherfucking keeping it real, plain talk that you talk with around motherfuckers all the time. See, this ain't open. Of course not. You shouldn't be watching Wendy Williams or Tyra Banks. Maury had some ghetto ass shit on that time, so it might be, I don't know, just for drama. But I'm talking about real frank, straight up grown motherfucker talk on this motherfucking K100 show. Alright? We do over here. This is what separates us. This is why it's cool for you. Because first of all, I'm going to give it to you from a man point of view every motherfucking time I say some shit. You feel me? Just from a straight motherfucking dude. You know what I mean? How niggas think? Every nigga might not. You might be an ignorant goddamn who know won't shit in life. And of course, you won't see some of this shit my way. You might be the kind of motherfucker that smack hoes up all the time. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You might not be the kind of dude like me. But the average dude, do go to work, handle his business, take care of his kids. You know what I'm saying? Done been in a relationship. Handle his grown man, own a business. You feel me? been in some street shit, know about that shit, talented, cool, fun to be around, all around general, pretty cool dude, yeah, it should be, it's cool for you to listen to my show, nigga. Don't get it fucked up. Don't be a hater all your motherfucking life. All right? It's real fucking talk. 347-934-0966. I'm finishing the motherfucking phone line. It's filling up. You understand? It's filling up. I don't see a lot of number ones being hit. But it's filling up. So, I go to my homeboy, motherfucking Team Shrizzles. You dig? Big bully. Boop, boop. What's happening, homie?
What it do, Shouty?
Homie.
What it motherfucking do, my kneesy?
Hold on, let me open this line back up. Let me try that again. Hold on a second. Computer's refreshing. Bully!
You always having technical difficulties out here.
I hear him.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Alright, oh, computer was kind of locking up. You feel what I'm saying? But I got you now, homie. Alright, I hear you. So, anyway, what's popping, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Out here. FLA right now, fucking hurricanes and shit. You know what I mean? Water. I ain't never seen this much water before in my life. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, welcome to the motherfucking show, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. You just got through telling me the rest of these square ass L7 ass niggas. Don't be a motherfucking hating goddamn. Keep it real, because this motherfucking conversation over here about what the fuck these motherfucking females should be thinking. I be trying to put these lame niggas on game. All right, homie, let's go ahead and jump to the motherfucking obstacle discussion. Episode 68, and I motherfucking owe you one. Talking about oral sex, of course. This show is some other bullshit, because goddamn it, one of us going to do it, both going to do it. Right,
what'd you say, sir?
I said one of us do it, all both of us do it, right?
Right. I guess.
All right, that's it. Yeah, I just said that shit just fucking motherfuckers on the show. But for real, question of course is how you feel about motherfucking oral sex. You know what I'm saying? Do you like it? Do you do it? You feel what I'm saying? That's the first question.
Oh, you know, I'm all in with it. Come on, man. I love it. It is what it is.
Right.
Big Bully Streets, he loves it. You know what I mean? I'll prove this message. Oh, my thing is, I need you to love it too, baby. Don't do me. I feel you. You don't want me to leave. You know if you don't give me head, I'll probably be a go. You feel me? But if you don't do it, just don't do it, baby. We could, you know, we don't got to go there. We could do something else. Something else to turn me on. You can shake dance for me, get my dick hard, whatever. You know what I mean? You ain't got to give me. But when you ain't into it, I'm into it. So when I'm down there, homie, I'm about face and about my business. You heard? Word.
Right.
Period.
Hold on. Now, what'd you say? I said you was cutting out of me. What'd you say?
I said I'm about face. I'm about face about my business while I'm down there. You heard? You dig? I love
right.
being down there.
Right.
I don't. You know
right.
I got the big lips, son. You know I got. You know I got the big lips. I mean, I got big soft lips for you chicks out here. Trizzle. So I'm down there doing my 1-2 thizzle. You heard me? 1-2 thizzle. I'm painting pictures down that motherfucker. You heard? That in return. That's all. So every guy has his way, I guess. But I like slow neck. I like my neck. I like when she gives it to me slow. I hate when a bitch get on my dick and she, I don't know, maybe they seen it like that on the movies, but they just want to go hold it one hand and go up and down hard as they can, I guess, or as fast as they can, or whatever. That's a no-no with me. Somebody might like that. You know, your man might like that. Maybe that's how you, your last man, maybe that's how you got him off. But not me, though. Not at all. But I need
right.
that two-hand grip, ma'am. First of all, I need a two-hand grip, right? Two-hand grip. And I need you to be sloppy as possible. I need the more spit, the better. There can never be too much fucking spit.
Exactly. He's fucking taking notes. Bully, hold on, lady. Bully, are you motherfucking ladies taking notes out here? I hope you, all you motherfuckers, I got 11 people on the line right now. You feel me? I hope all these, I see a couple of females. I hope y'all taking notes. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? You're taking notes. Some of y'all, I think they already got it down pat, but some of y'all might need to take notes. All right.
You know, when you pick that out, Willie's going to teach you. I'll teach all you hoes, all you bitches how to suck these dick. You heard me? I'll tell you how it's supposed to be done. No homo. How it's supposed to be done. I know how I love it. I know how it feels on the other end. You feel me? So I'm just telling you what you do. I need two hand grip on that. The more spit, the better, okay? And I need you wringing that shit out with those two hands. You heard me? Don't go up and down. I need you. like you're wringing out your towel. Not as hard, but the spit's gonna be down there, so it's gonna be geeko to me. What? You ain't gotta sit around sucking my dick for 2 hours. Because you can't get me tonight, you know? You can get me over with real quick like that. Bing! Crystal!
Alright. So the homie Bully already broke it down. No motherfucking hose bar, no frills, you know what I'm saying? Homie.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's how I feel about it. What's the next question, my dude?
Alright, the next question was, you feel me? Well, you kind of sort of answered it, like, if say how you want it and how you like it, you feel me? But if she don't want it, do it, she be your girl. You feel me? If she's not with it, could she be your girl? Not just some chick you might randomly hit. You feel me? Just to be kicking some. You ain't got shit to do tonight. You feel me? I'm talking about, for real, your chick. Could you really kick it with her?
Not at all. I mean, I could kick it with her. Yeah, I would kick it with her. Yeah, true. I still kick it with her. But I'm going to go get head somewhere else, though. I'm still getting good head in my life, no matter what.
Right.
So either one way or the other, I will wipe you down. You could be my wifey. We could get married. Shit. But know that Shaquanya in the hood and apartment is giving me that nibble. Nobble.
Right. right. Okay. All right. So, I got to ask you, you told the ladies what kind of fucking techniques. Now, do you have any secret techniques yourself when you got them handling your fucking bitch that niggas might not know about? You might want to put them up on game. I said in the synopsis that we're trying to help some of you goddamn us motherfuckers up your motherfucking goddamn grown man game and your grown woman game tonight. Now, you just told you helped the grown woman. Now, can you get these dudes out or something? Can you suggest anything for these niggas? They might.
Well, I mean, my thing is, me personally, like I said, I'm working with equipment here. You heard me?
Right.
I got these motherfucking clips out here. Everybody ain't got these motherfuckers. You know, it's like remember you had water gun fights and these niggas walking around with the motherfucking water gun, you get three in a pack for like $4 a month in different colors. And I'm running around with the super soaker out this motherfucker. So I can't really, you know, I don't think I could tell them nothing to help them. You know, I really don't. But you know, if they do really hear about me, you know, when what I'm doing, they can just go get that Big Bully Streets, Us Versus Them mixtape, or the T Streets album, award that,
right.
You can't buy it. You can't buy it.
Right.
So the game is so, I guess, niggas.
I guess so. I tell some niggas like this, right? It's the only advice I could give you, niggas. You feel me? Really, like, I'm with you. I'm trying to give advice to these motherfucking females. I got 15 people on the line. You feel what I'm saying? I see a lot of females on the line. I think I recognize numbers. And I'm trying to help y'all and help keep y'all motherfucking. You feel what I'm saying? All out of the motherfucking dudes listen to the motherfucking show. Fuck the thing. You understand what I'm saying? Practice makes perfect, and don't be motherfucking scared of niggas. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be down there like you scared. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, go down there, nigga. Goddamn, handle your motherfucking goddamn business. That first thing. You know what I'm saying? The second thing is motherfucking just make perfect. That's all I can motherfucking say. That's
with
it.
The pie-eating contest, nigga. Pie-eating contest. Go get your face wet.
You know what I'm saying?
Get your pussy on your eyebrow, nigga. Get your teeth marked on your fib, nigga. It's nasty down there.
Yeah, you gotta be all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I can. That's other than that, nigga. You got them. Got to go down there and got down to your motherfucking business, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I got their practice made perfect. One thing I do notice, I know a lot of chicks. I just talked to a couple females, and like, you know, communication is key in motherfucking goddamn relationship. You feel what I'm saying? Communication is key. When you don't have any kind of communication, it can lead to bad sex. What I'm trying to say to you about this motherfucking goddamn point I'm making, a lot of times, niggas don't communicate with their chick. And when you got a breakdown of communication, you might be thinking you doing some shit or handling your motherfucking business, nigga, and you ain't handling shit down that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? And your chick, y'all don't communicate. Y'all ain't cool like that. Y'all don't talk enough. So they can't even feel comfortable enough to tell your ass, nigga. She ain't busting one when you down there, or nigga, you don't know what the fuck you doing, nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like, it all kind of tied together. You feel me? I been meeting chicks, and they can't talk to their dude because they do might just be a mean. I mean, you know, some niggas is crazy.
Sure, like, well, that's big,
like, every time you say something wrong, she criticizes.
I mean, they fall. I mean, come on, that's their fault. If that's what they willing to put up with, what the fuck? Who they complaining to? Besides us on Facebook. You know what I mean? I can't do nothing. Don't hit me up. Your man, you know, he don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's doing. Tell that nigga. Tell somebody that can handle that situation. You know what I mean? That's what the white person, that's what the white folk can tell you. That's what a cracker can tell you.
This guy's out of control, man.
Sorry,
motherfucking stress.
You know, and it's... off and smack you, then you know you need to leave. That's period. Just be out. Breathe. It is what it is, but you got to communicate your needs. You know what I mean? You got to communicate.
Right. I think. Yeah. I do. I think a lot of women be suffering in our area. Dudes might think they what the fuck they doing. And they really don't. I'm a communicative person, so I'm going to talk. So I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, give me, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Don't fake it with me. Let me know popping. You know what I'm saying? That's basically how I kind of feel like, you know, I'm to a point where I got my game up with it. You feel me? Might not do it to every single person, but the ones that I got there do it with, I ain't going to hear no complaints about it. You feel what I'm saying? Matter of fact, they're going to be asking me about that shit. Like, yo, for real, I need to get that. You know what I'm saying? ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be like, they motherfucking ass. Like, yo, for real, need to get that. ASAP. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, my niece.
Right.
All day. Real niggas fuck with real bitches. So while we might befriend a lot of chicks, you know what I mean? I mean, because I'm handsome, so that's what goes on in my life. But don't mean I will fuck with you. I don't mean I will fuck with you, you know? Every bitch I fuck with now is a communicator, and we talk. I'm not going to fuck with no chick that can't, you know, tell me that, you know, I'm hungry. And you keep asking her what's wrong. Y'all on a date. You keep asking the bitch, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. Oh, no, but she's really hungry. You know what I'm saying? But you wanted to go to the movie first. Only thing she had to say was, I'm hungry. But they don't say that. They just sit there with attitude because they're hungry. I don't need her. I need my bitch to be like, nigga, hey, let's do it. I'm hungry. What the fuck?
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
You know, I ain't ate yet. You know what I mean? Talk to me, baby. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what's on your mind.
Right. That's what's up. All right, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the line, if you want to holler at me and talk, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think about what we're talking about, you feel me? You know what I mean? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. The homie Bully has answered all of the questions, you feel what I'm saying? Once again, the questions are, do you oral sex? Do you enjoy it? You feel me? You know, do you enjoy giving it? Some people love to get it but don't like to give it. What the fuck? See you.
Yeah, nigga.
Who does that? Who goes around just ask? Who goes around just wanting to get oral sex but never wants to give it? Grown ass motherfucker person. For real? You a grown? You supposed to be grown? You ain't motherfucking grown, bitch. You ain't grown, nigga. Nah. And not every motherfucker. Of course, not with to everybody. But you know what, Bullet? Let me ask you this right here. And I'm 347-934-0966. I got so many people on the line. Somebody hit the fucking number one. Damn it. 15 motherfucking people on the damn line. Anybody saying shit? Hit them up. Oh, okay. They all hit the number one right then when I said it. My bad. All right. Look, Bullet, I'm going to answer some of these calls, all right? Stay on the line, though, because I might come back to you. Because they might say some shit. You might want to intervene. You feel me?
Interject. You know what I mean? Put my...
Right. All right. I'm going down the motherfucking line. You feel me? Hold on. First, 404, you on the air? Caller. Yo, caller. Oh, what's going on, man? I don't know what's wrong with my switchboard. I'm getting a crazy signal. You feel me? I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, what's going on, homie? Well, thanks for calling into the motherfucking show. We got two dudes back to back. Ladies, y'all pay attention. Pay attention, ladies. Hey! All right, homie. We're going to go ahead and ask another guy. I see two more people raise their hand. We're going to come to y'all. There's some ladies. All right, homie. What's poppin', man? Thanks for calling. Yeah, they got brave now. I guess they're listening, trying to goddamn see what niggas are talking about. You feel me? They man at home probably sitting around. You know what I'm saying? Might need to be on this goddamn phone with us, probably. Half of. All right. So check this out, homie. Of course, you know, I'm going to ask you the same questions I'm going to ask everybody else. All right?
Now,
the first question is, of course, you know, do you perform oral sex?
Oh, of course.
Right. Okay. All right. Do you enjoy it? That means getting and giving it out.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
You enjoy both of them?
Yeah, you just can't do it with everybody though, you know.
Right. Of course. I think. Before I go on, stay on the line, and I'm coming to you, caller. Before I go on, I think I'm okay with saying, even though somebody's gonna say this some double standard shit, whatever. I'm okay with saying that I think it's more of a, since eating pussy to me personally is much more, it seems like, of a task. Actually, your face got to be kind of really, really, really all up in that shit, kind of like that, to be doing it right. I think we have the right to be a little bit more selective when it comes down to giving motherfucking face and chick to give head. I'm just saying, I know all the ladies on the line finna hit the number one and be like, nigga, you crazy, nigga. We need to be selective too. I understand that, but I'm just saying, man, you know, because you got
to
really
shit
kinda,
to go down there.
yeah, what you doing, when you handling that. I feel like we are justified when we are the ones who kind of be a little bit more selective.
Right.
I'm just saying, man, it's more of a task. Anybody on the line, if I got any chicks on the line who has, you know what I'm saying, dibble dabbled a little bit, kind of bi-curious, you know, you kind of went there. Let me know if you're an ate pussy and suck dick. I haven't sucked dick. I can't really answer that part. But I know women who go both ways. You feel what I'm saying? And they told me, every single one of them, that actually it's kind of worse. It's more of a chore than goddamn giving a nigga head. This chick's a chore to go
both. I've heard that too.
Right. So I think that we have a right as guys on my line, everybody listening to the replay, everybody on Ustream, listen to me on iTunes podcast. Everybody, 5,000 plus. You know what I'm saying? We got there like that. By talking about this real shit, I think we have a right to be a little bit more selective. I think it's a big difference, man. Yeah, it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
Hey, a dick don't bleed once a month.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Dicks don't have yeast infections. They don't, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Even though, you know, we'll get it to swallowing when we start talking to the chicks. You feel me? That'd be an added question for them. Do they swallow? You know what I mean? But hey, I just wanted to put it out there. Now, let me go ahead and finish asking the homie these questions, all right? Do you have to have it in your relationship? You feel me? Are you a guy who can't be in a relationship with a chick unless she actually does that?
Hold on. Run that back to me. I ain't hear all of it.
I said, do you have to be in a relationship to does a woman have to give you oral sex in order for you to be in a relationship with her, for her to be your girlfriend?
I prefer it, but no, not necessarily. We could just be, you know, on some real cool shit, you know.
What? I know. No, she's your girlfriend. I'm talking about if you want her to be your girlfriend.
Oh, if I want her to be my girlfriend. Oh, hell yeah. That's requirement number one.
Yeah. So she's gonna be your girlfriend now. Wifey?
Wifey?
Put the motherfucking ring? Wifey?
Oh, wifey, that gotta be in the vows.
Listen, man, even if she wanna be my girlfriend per se, or she wanna just be monogamous with me or some kind of shit, whatever, the girl, I get your girl.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna put a ring on you, because of course when you have a girlfriend, it's supposed to mean the same thing. But let's just be real, this is K100, really. But if you got a motherfucker that you're gonna put the ring on and you're gonna be married to, the reason why she has to, for me, it's a requirement that she not only gives head, but likes to give head and is very good at it, is because technically, when I get married again, you know, for the real, you know, really married, I don't want to cheat. I don't want to be a person that cheated my wife. I want to try and do the right thing. That being said, in order to keep me at home, in order to keep me from straying.
Gotta do it.
You gotta do it. Love to do it. Want to do it to me and do it good. Or I will end up cheating on you for a pure sexual gratification. I may love the hell out of you, but I will end up at some point cheating on you just to get that. I ain't talking about doing it because you know that's what I like. I'm talking about you really like to suck a motherfucking dick. And you
man,
good.
Man, you'd be surprised
how
many dudes.
You're not going to be able to be my wife. No,
Blue,
it's not going to work.
You be
right.
Hey, Blue, you'd be surprised how many grown dudes I work with, like 35, 40, been married 15 years. They not getting that at home, so they be straying. They be coming, trying to come to the club with me to try to get up on something so they can get that done, you know.
Right. And that, and that's the, if you're 35 and you got married way too early, if you've been married 15 years, that means you got married at 20-something, which is fucking a very bad idea. You settled for less or whatever. But I wouldn't, I that's just to answer that question while I'm going on. I'm coming to the line. Please don't hang up. I'm coming. 347-934-0966 and hit the number one if you want to talk to me. I'm coming. Please don't go anywhere. But this is very, 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 you women and men. Because, see, a lot of motherfucking men, listen, man, a lot of dudes still think it's taboo to really eat that girl pussy. You feel me? They like, man, fuck all that. I ain't put my mouth on that bitch and blah, blah. You know, they bleed once a month home. Nah. You feel me? Oh, I understand all that, dog. You feel me? That's cool or whatever. And like I said, since it is more of a chore, we do have to be more selective. But if this is your motherfucking wife,
you know what's
crazy? Or your serious girlfriend, nigga, you ain't even doing it. Niggas like me can take your chick like it any given moment if she really like it. If she really like it, if she know what it's like to get her shit ate good and bust multiple orgasms from that shit 5 times back to motherfucking back within 15 minutes, nigga, I could take a nigga, your wife could cheat, a nigga, one night with me, you it's a wrap for you. You fucked all up. You know what I'm saying? For real. Yeah.
It's crazy to me how niggas, they won't eat out their wife, they won't eat out their wife, or they won't get their dick sucked by their wife. But they'll go out and get some nasty slut out on the street that have been with 20 niggas, you know.
Yeah.
However many niggas, they'll let them do it, but they won't let their wife do it. That shit is psychologically just backward to me. I don't understand
right.
That shit. Well,
it's crazy.
But I don't.
I don't understand it. That's just ludicrous. I don't understand. But anyway, let me go ahead and move on to the next question so we can answer some more of these motherfucking calls. All right? I asked you that one. Okay. Do you think it's still a stigma when it comes to black people and oral sex? I keep running into this. Do you think it's still a stigma with the black men and women about giving oral sex, even at the age of 30?
Yeah, it's there, man. It is there. And
why
I don't know why.
We got porn. We got Roxy. I mean, come on. We got our porn. Come on. But why is it
hey.
That? Why? I mean, we got rap. Rap, I always tell you to get your goddamn picks up. All the rap picks up. My neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack was a motherfucking hit. Black girls all done put it out there, nigga. Motherfucker, we love that shit. And if you love getting your motherfucking pussy ate so much, you better start loving it.
Better damn
show
do it. It's
the
thing. It's the thing right here where black people, I guess men, I can only speak from a man's standpoint. Like, black women, they think they're belittling themselves, belittling themselves if they, put some dick or whatever. And that's stupid to me.
The thing with niggas is, niggas puss-ass nigga like you a soft nigga if you eat pussy. That's what's crazy
right.
to me. Niggas think niggas that eat pussy is soft-ass niggas. Like, nigga, you that old nigga, for real, you think you're harder than me, nigga? Nigga, you don't really know me, nigga. I'm gonna dunk with your ass. I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna do everything else. I'm gonna get gangster with you when it's time to it. Even whether I eat pussy or not, nigga, that ain't got nothing to do with a fuck nigga try me in the street. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna react the same way, nigga, whether I eat pussy or not, nigga. If you a bitch, nigga, you ain't gotta eat. You know what I'm saying? It could be a faggot. I done seen faggots got more motherfucking scrapping hard than they motherfucking self. Did a straight soft ass nigga. And he don't eat.
No.
I mean, he a gay motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you a motherfucking punk motherfucker, then you just off. And you just ain't gonna shake nothing. Somebody try you. But I think with the stigma with men, with black men is, they try to associate that shit, my nigga, with being a soft-ass nigga. Because you're doing that. I'm telling you, dog, that shit really is, real talk. Really, dog, if you ask a nigga, that's why you go, puss-ass nigga. Well, it really call you puss-ass nigga because when you get fucked in the ass, it's like you get that nigga fucked pussy. that's where the term pussy nigga comes from. But I'm just saying,
right.
These niggas really be trying to act like, oh, you soft, dog, if you do that. You feel me? Now, you are crazy as fuck if you just go around eating every bitch out that you meet in life. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no
doubt. You're asking for, like, some fucking crazy shit happened to you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But Nigga, if you got a motherfucking wife at home, nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga? That's your motherfucking wife, nigga. You supposed to be taking care of everything. And if she like that shit, nigga, you ain't taking care of everything. And once again, I understand and I respect people who do it because they feel like that's what they need to do because, you know, that's their wife or that's their spouse. I understand that and I respect that, but some of you motherfuckers need to start learning to love this shit. Because once again, we as human beings do things that we love to do better than things that we feel like we have to do. It's just fucking human nature.
Good point.
You understand what I'm saying? So until, nigga, you really start to like to eat that motherfucking pussy, nigga, so you really just really get it. Of course, eating pussy really is a task. You feel me? And all these motherfucking chicks over here on their line right now thinking they pussy is so the greatest and it don't smell. Look, all pussy smell like pussy. No pussy smell like roses, okay? You can put all the Bath and Body Works on your motherfucking goddamn outside if you want to. You feel me? But they don't got the odor that go in your pussy. Your pussy smell like pussy. Now, some pussy can smell really bad, but even the clean pussy smell like pussy. So, yes. Pussy does not smell like roses. Okay. All right.
Hey, Blue, let me say one more thing before I let you go to these other callers. It ain't even about the act. It's about the unselfishness to please your partner or your wife or whatever.
If people
understand that, everything will be all gravy.
Right. That's very true. And that's kind of going into what I'm talking about, because what I'm saying is, of course, like my point I was making, because you brung up right where I was leading with that. When I was saying that pussy, it tastes like pussy, the point is, we still do it, and I still do it, you feel me? Because if I'm with somebody, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? And that's my girlfriend or whatever, or is this somebody I'm really kicking it with on a constant basis, and she always sucking me off, whatever, getting me off, I'm going to want to goddamn make her ass feel as good as I feel when she be doing that shit to me. And I love how that shit feel. So I'm not a selfish ass nigga. So therefore, maybe only selfish niggas don't like to eat pussy. You think they got something? Maybe if you a selfish motherfucker. Then again, I've had women call me selfish for, you know, say I'm selfish because I might not be a motherfucking goddamn Superman, bitch, because I won't kick your motherfucking ass out. So you may think I'm cheap or some shit, but I'm not a selfish motherfucker. And I'm definitely not selfish in the motherfucking bed. If you're making me feel great by goddamn letting me motherfucking goddamn give me some great head, I'm going to try and goddamn make you feel great, too, because that's part of goddamn it, I handle my motherfucking business. I do my one, too, when I'm with the female. That's the whole point. That's why I'm here. All right. But, yeah, okay. So that's the other question. And before I go on to the next caller, do you have any kind of special technique or anything that you like? You feel me?
Can you give the women advice?
You feel me?
I do, but I can't disclose that information. That's just for me. That's just for me. I can't give
it. Well, first of all, is this something that you are performing or is this something that is getting performed on you that you can't disclose?
When I'm performing.
Okay. Well, damn, you got to be, you said you can't disclose it as a mason.
No, I can't get that up.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to have a show on that. You know that, right? That's coming up.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have a show on mason, being a mason in secret society. You see what I'm saying? I'm doing a show on that. I just got to get.
It's one of the things. It's better seen, you know. I can't just actually tell you. I just, you know, it's one of the things you got to show.
The actual thing, the show is going to be not just that. It's going to be that frat being a part of fraternities. I'm going to be talking to people who are doing all of those. I've never been in any one of those, and sometimes I'm kind of like at a miss about what's the big deal. Someone be doing, you feel me, and asking, you know, it's going to be a general show question. I might do that one this week. I actually have that on my ideal list. Okay, so you can't disclose it. All right, for whatever reasons. All right, okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller then, all right?
All right, playboy.
Stay on the line if you can, all right?
All right.
347-934-0966. Once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. If you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to holler at me. I'm going to the next caller. Hit the number one. I only got one person hitting the number one right now, and I'm asking her right now. Shay, you're on the line. What's going on, mama?
Hey, what's up?
What's popping with you? Everybody else is on the line. Yeah. Hit the number one because I don't know if my screen refreshing. But if you want to holler at me, make sure you hit the number one. If you're hearing anything that you want to debate. Now, we got our first female on the motherfucking line, even though I see 9 other people that haven't talked, and I know 5 of them are females. Let's see what you got. What's popping with you, Mom? First motherfucking question is, of course, you listening to K100, and you know that Shay is also an officer of my K100 motherfucking army. You feel me? I got love, all love in the world, because she's been supporting me from day one, and I appreciate that. You understand what I'm saying? You will know that Shay always keeps it 100, and you will know that Shay already said time and time again that she likes to suck dick, and she does suck dick. But for the people who may be tuning in for the first episode, episode 68, and I owe you one. Might be the first time they ever heard of K100, because we are growing every day. But just in case they never heard of you, Shay, go ahead and just break it down. Do you like to give head, or do you give head? You feel me? And also, do you think that there is a stigma with black people? Do you have to have it in a relationship? A couple of questions up in there. Can you go ahead? Go ahead. Run it down.
Yes and yes. I'll be about it. Yes,
okay.
I have to.
Yes, do you like it? Yes, do you enjoy doing it?
I like it. I have to have it. It's great. It's wonderful. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy giving it. It's just like, it's just a natural part of sex to me. I mean, it's just like, I can't explain it. I don't understand somebody who doesn't enjoy getting it or giving it, really. I mean, it's just a very intimate sexual act.
Right, right. And I am... I've already said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. When people like to do something, when they enjoy it, when they enjoy doing it, they do it better.
Yeah, you can tell.
When they enjoy doing it, you can. Yes, you can absolutely. Okay, what more intimate act is it between two people than sex? There is none. You feel me? You can connect on an emotional level sometimes by just having a great time and talking and just reading each other's mind. You feel me? And spending time with each other. That is, but there, it doesn't get any more intimate than sex. That's why it's you feel me? It's the thing. It's the it factor in a lot of situations. With that being said, obviously, you're so connected at that point that you can feel different things. Just like sometimes when you kind of feel like your love ain't feeling it or whatever, if you're really into that person, you know what I'm saying? You know something off or whatever about your sex. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Now, with that being said, of course, it's so intimate, and you all up in everybody's personal space, as close you can get outside of childbirth, I think. You feel me?
Yeah. Second thing.
Right. You definitely should be able to feel something differently, or feel that someone likes what they're doing, or is enjoying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get everybody. Everybody on the line, all you listeners, everybody on in replay and www that I can't see. And what's up, everybody? You feel me? The point is, you're going to really be able to tell the difference between somebody who likes to suck a dick and who's doing it because they think that's just what they got to do, because that's how that, you know, whether it be because that's just their husband, or whether it be because, well, I really don't like it, but I know if I want some motherfucking, I want a pussy, I got to suck some dick too. It's only fair.
But when you enjoy doing it, you'll notice that, you know, your partner is
going to
enjoy the hell out of it so much more.
Yeah, I can tell a woman who actually likes to suck dick and a chick who just do it because, you know what I'm saying, she feel like she, you know, she's grown and shit, and this is what grown bitches do. You feel me? Don't be scared. But I can tell the ones. Yeah, but I can tell the ones who really like to do it. I can always pick them out. Yeah. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly. Now, go ahead and answer the other question. Do you think there's a stigma with black people when it comes to oral sex?
I really do. I mean, because in my experience, just from what I've noticed with us, it's like, and a lot of women in particular, too, they're just like, I'm not putting that thing in my mouth. I'm like, why not? Have you ever tried it? Like, maybe you don't know what to do. You need some tips? I mean...
But I mean, in this age, in 2010, when you got starships, it's a motherfucking cable TV channel that come on late at night in fucking Atlanta. That's like, all they do is show fucking goddamn toys and sex shit and talk about, you got Dr. Luke, you got motherfucking, what's the shit on HBO, Real Sex. I mean, sex is every fucking, in this
you know
day
what
and
I
age. What is it? Why is it? But it's us. I'm talking about with us. What is it with us?
I'm going to tell you. I think that it's like, it's just a, it's a stigma because it's like it comes with not feeling comfortable with your own sexuality. You, if you're not completely comfortable with your own self and self-pleasure and knowing what you really like, then you're not going to feel comfortable to explore what somebody else really likes. And it's like a communication thing. You know, if you got really good communication, you know, with the person you're getting it in with, you're going to be pretty much willing and open to try pretty much anything. So, you know, it's like branching out. Some people, they don't really want to branch out too much. They kind of get stuck in that, oh, that's nasty kind of thing or whatever. Well, how you know it's nasty if you ain't tried it? And some people say, well, I ain't good at it. Well, you know, if you're not good at something, what do? You keep doing
practice.
It. Exactly.
Right, you couldn't walk at first. You kept goddamn trying, so you goddamn kept standing up. Goddamn it. It's natural
exactly.
instinct. It's human nature.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to couldn't stand. I used to would not give head for nothing in the world. But then I was like, you know what, okay, I'm going to see what it's about or whatever. And then I was like, damn, I like this.
But what is it that you like? Let me ask you this. I got one more thing I'm going to throw out to everybody. Just another question. I'm going to come up with shit as I go. 347-934-0960. That's the number to call into the show. What is it that you like about giving out? Do you like actually, because, okay, let me reiterate and let me make this motherfucking, this point. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
The point that I'm trying to make, you feel me, is since when you're giving oral sex, it's technically only one person really getting stimulated per se. Even though I know some women.
I don't know.
Wait. Let me finish the point.
Okay.
I do know some women who pussy get hot and wet, and get turned on even more when they giving head. I know them. Yeah. I kicked it with them for years. I rarely just stopped fucking with them. Something's going to have to happen between us. Because I know them, the one who likes sucking dick so much that it make their pussy wet, it make them get horny when they doing it. Like, you ain't even touch their pussy. You ain't, nigga, they sucking your dick and that shit is turning them the fuck on. Their pussy getting dripping wet because they giving you head. Them motherfucking women right there, nigga. I'm pretty sure my homie Bully's on the line listening. He will wholeheartedly agree. Them motherfuckers right there, nigga. Oh, you're the motherfuckers that really love what they do. They really love it. You feel what I'm saying? Now,
see,
I see you.
That's why
I
started to like it.
Right. 404, I see you. Now, with that being said, you got people that's like that, and you got people like me. Will my dick get hard when I'm giving head? Sometimes, yeah, maybe. You know, I can every now and again get turned on by actually doing the act kind of. But with me, it's more of the reaction that I get from the female.
Yeah, that's part two for me.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm really, when I'm doing it, I'm really more concerned with the woman and what's going and how she's feeling than it's really turning me on. You feel me? I think the thing that turns me on the most is the fact that she's getting turned on. You feel what I'm saying? The reaction that I get from her is what really can turn me on. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I guess it's, you understand what I'm saying? But when you doing it?
Now see with me,
is it the fact getting turned on? Is that what's turning you on or what?
Initially, it's just the fact that I get turned on because I get so like hot and wet, you know, just from the act and just from just having it in my mouth and just the whole texture of it. And then just to see, like, his expressions and to see how excited he gets when I do it, that's an extra turn on. So, yeah, I'd be about deuced all over the place by that point.
Exactly. All right. Because me, but then again, like, I don't always just, like, you know, I mean, when I'm giving head, like, sometimes, I don't know. It just varies with me on that particular point. But I'm really just into the fact that she, you know what I'm saying, busting five motherfucking nuts in 5 to 10 minutes, you feel me? I feel like a motherfucking champ. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like a motherfucking champ. I feel like giving myself one of these goddamn applause. You feel what I'm saying?
It's a turn on watching your the progress of your work. Should I say the end result of your work?
Fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like listening back to a motherfucking song after I record and mix that motherfucker. That shit sounds sweet. I'm just as satisfied with the motherfucking chick, you know what I'm saying, getting the fuck off by what I'm doing. So therefore, since I'm not a selfish motherfucker, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It all
ties
in.
That's how you know you're doing it right. You know, when they making them faces and squirming and...
Right. When they making all the faces
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, running all across the motherfucking bed. Every time her goddamn fucking legs and shit fucking cutting off the circulation to your goddamn chiotic... Sorry, what is that vein in your...
Your sciatic nerve. Yeah.
Sciatic nerve.
You get that leg shake.
Yeah, you can't fucking, like, you like, bitch, I got to breathe, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to breathe down here. You know what I'm saying? That shit is feeling so good to her, she can't do it, but lock the fuck up and goddamn shake. Yeah, I like that.
Y'all
that
be trying to
choke
stuff like that.
I feel like the dude when I do that. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I got her fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, once again, I must reiterate, you can't do it to everybody. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like I said, to me, the act of doing it is actually, you know what I'm saying, the reaction that I get from her is my thing. So you see the stigma when it comes down to black people with that, though. Right?
I do. I mean,
okay,
particularly women.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with some black girls. Who is telling y'all this shit, baby?
I don't know.
It's 2013. Who is telling y'all it's not cool to suck a motherfucking dick? Who is telling y'all it's okay not to give your motherfucking husband some motherfucking head and think this nigga ain't supposed to goddamn go get head from the goddamn project bitch down the street on Section 8? Who the fuck told you, bitch? What in the world you live? I'm telling you. Listen, man. I'm telling you. I don't know who told you. I don't know who been misinforming you of the fuck world you live in. This 2010. You gonna have to get into this shit. And like I said, I commend people who do it because they feel like it's a chore. They feel like because they are with somebody, because they feel like they are in a relationship. You understand what I'm saying? That's the right thing to motherfucking do, so they need to handle their business. That's cool, but you need to goddamn learn how to enjoy loving this goddamn suck some dick, eat some motherfucking pussy, because, once again, it's human motherfucking nature for human beings to do something that they love and like to do better than something that they feel like they have to motherfucking do. And if you feel like this is what you have to do as a wife, have to do to make sure your man don't go out here getting the West, so I might as well go and do. You really ain't, you don't like it.
Yeah.
You might not be
work.
The kind of motherfucker who pussy get wet when you do it, but you need to goddamn get into it and understand, just get into all the positive aspects of it, because I can tell, like I said, I can definitely tell, and it definitely feels, even if you can take my dick deeper in your motherfucking throat, if your gag reflex might not be as deep as Shawty's, which is, I rarely meet somebody who can gag it, can take the whole shit, but if you can, but you just doing it because
you
have, yeah, but
when
but,
you gag a little bit, it gives you that little extra juice to keep going.
Right, I like that. my homeboy Bully already said he want the goddamn two-hand motion with the spit, bitch. If you ain't got the two, I said it at the beginning of the motherfucking show. Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. I just kept 20 people on my line and a lot of people. Welcome everybody on the show. Welcome 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzard. We're having a real goddamn deep discussion. We've had 4 calls already, and it's been off the motherfucking chain. So welcome to the goddamn show. Now, with that being said, I said earlier, damn it, I need for the motherfucking, when you sucking the dick, I'm going to need for all you women, because some of you ain't got it. Some of y'all don't got the hand motions down, okay? You can take the dick, and you can really suck it and shit, and you got a nice groove. You can take a lot of it, you know what I'm saying? You go down, you know, over halfway on the pipe, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You doing the thing, you getting it in. But you need to get the motherfucking goddamn spit and hand shit down to a pack. The homie Bully already said, nigga, you goddamn need to ring that motherfucker. You got the two hands, ring that motherfucker out motion like you ringing out a motherfucking goddamn rag or a towel, bitch. One time for the homie Bully. Putting these bitches up on games, you can do that. Some of you motherfucking bitches can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Some of you niggas still scared pussy. Y'all scared. Y'all think the pussy gonna bite you back and shit. You feel me?
Oh, all right?
Some niggas are scared. Eating pussy don't make you a pussy-ass nigga. We've already talked about that once again. I'm not a pussy-ass nigga. Try me, fuck nigga, when you see me in the street if you feel like that. Nigga, on everything, you're going to learn that's not the case. But I do my thing with the motherfucking women. If not every woman, like I said, we don't do it with every woman. And I also said everybody that just jumped to my motherfucking line, I do feel like guys do have a right to be more selective with who pussy they eat as opposed to how many dicks you suck, because niggas eating pussy is a chore. If any women on my motherfucking line, out of 23 people, if any one of you women on the line that's done went both ways before and actually ate pussy and sucked dick, every woman I know that's did both has told me that eating pussy is more of a chore. Okay, so we can be a little bit more selective, because A, it's more of a chore, and more fucked up shit can happen from goddamn as a result of it. You feel what I'm saying?
There's more
you know
stuff
I mean?
Down there that can be unsanitary. You gotta keep it straight.
That's right. So that's why, you feel me? Let's bring up a motherfucking point. I'm coming to the line. Don't hang up. I got a lot of people on my line, so just don't hang up. I got a whole another hour left. The point is, motherfucker, before I move on, ask Shay the last final question, and then move on to the next caller. 445-63, you on deck next. I see you 6'7", I see you 2'6", 7". You on deck. Before I move on, let me goddamn make one more motherfucking point. Shave your shit. Keep your shit shaved.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not, listen, man. Listen, man. You motherfuckers out here are grown. We talk, most, once again, I get statistics from my show, from Facebook pages, everything. I know who listens to my show. Mostly women, but almost all black, and almost most of them 25 to the age of 40. You got some kids. You got a baby mama probably. You done ate some pussy and sucked dick. You done did some fucking, this ain't new to you. All right? I'm not going to keep talking to you motherfuckers like you kids. This is not a kid show. If you motherfuckers under 18 listen to this show, hang up. And your fucking mama, daddy. How the fuck did you find out about this shit? Where the fuck was they in tennis? Anyway, the point is, I'm talking to grown motherfuckers, all right? Grown motherfuckers. You got to start liking this shit. Keep your shit shaved. Fellas! My homie Gaines say you can't have wolf. Fellas, you can't have the wolf nuts either, nigga. Your chick can't be musty, smelling like you fresh out the motherfucking goddamn gym all the time, nigga. Like you just got out of work, nigga.
Trim that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. Listen, chicks, I already know. I'm going to tell you straight up. Chicks have already, I don't shave my shit all off and shit, but I keep my shit nice, groomed, trim, because I noticed, and chicks have told me, it makes them want to suck that motherfucker more and longer. Since I like getting my dick sucked so motherfucking much, I'm going to listen to that motherfucking little word of advice from all these women that told me. And then I started doing it, and actually, yes, the head has gotten more intense and longer since I started doing it. I'm just saying, fellas, I'm trying to put my niggas up on game, man. Came motherfucking 100 radio. I've discussed a host of different things and shit. All right. Now, before I go on to 404-563, one more question, Shane. I got to move on because my lines are really full and I got people raising their hands. This is the last question, all right? Do you know any secret do you know any secret techniques or procedures, either giving or receiving, that you may have encountered, that you might want to put people up on, that might be the shit? What's your, do you have a special move? You got a trick?
Yeah, for both.
Okay, go ahead and point it out. The floor is yours.
Forgiving, for one thing, it's not something I could tell you. I mean, you know, they can emulate it, but they can't duplicate it, so I can go ahead and tell you. It's a little thing I do with my tongue. It's a little twirly kind of action thing or whatever. So, yeah, you got to just get creative, you know what works with you. Because I got a small mouth, so I have to get creative and, you know, do little different little things or whatever. And also with the two-handed thing, you got to use two hands. Because one hand, you got to be stroking, and the other one, you got to be milking the nuts. I mean, you know, you got to get creative.
Milk, you said milking the nuts.
Milking the nuts, yeah. You know, it's kind of like well, that's a little
milking
bit,
the
you
nuts.
Know.
Milking the nuts,
you know.
Is not, there's nothing wrong with milking the nuts. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, just
nothing
kind of give them a little extra sensation.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with milking the nuts. Now,
and
wow.
A little secret for getting on my
end.
Right, it's like, well, I keep my shit shaved anyway because I like to see what's down there too. So for me, like, if you, like, hold your pelvic area a little bit up a little bit while you're getting head, it, like, increases your sensation a little bit too. So it's kind of like, you know, you separate a little bit. And hold up, yeah. That way he can get to it better, you know, angle a little bit better, and you get better sensation too.
All right, okay, all right. I feel that. Fellas, another little trick I kind of might, you know, sometimes you reach your, if you can reach your hand around that leg, if you got a leg up and you got them getting, if you can reach your hand around that leg and goddamn reach with that hand, the other, your free hand is not bracing yourself up and shit, and pull that motherfucker open, spread the motherfuckers open up and goddamn so you can get to that click a little bit easier, homie. I'm just saying you might want to try it if you haven't tried it, dog.
Or she can do it for you.
Or she can pull it up a goddamn, you know what I'm saying, spread the motherfuckers open.
Ain't nothing wrong.
You know, but sometimes she just want to lay back and enjoy that shit. She don't want to do no work. Or
yeah,
she goddamn.
You never use your hands
too
much.
You know, sometimes you got to wrap your elbow around that nigga and lock her motherfucking ass in so when she try. She started trying to motherfucking run and scoot off the motherfucking edge of the bed because the motherfucking goddamn, she coming and she don't want to got, she tingling so much, she scared she's going to pee on you or some shit. So go ahead and goddamn lock her ass in. You got to make a bust by three more, make her be most to orgasmic. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help some of you motherfucking niggas out. All right? Some of you motherfucking niggas might need a little bit of help. I'm only going to give you niggas, because niggas, really, you know what I'm saying? I really don't want to give out all the information. We already had one nigga say he a mason. He can't divulge that secret. The homie earlier said he a mason. He got some tricks, but he can't divulge that shit because he a mason. He spawned a whole nother show with that. But let me, all right. All right. Go to 44563, and then I see my homie from the 718 up next. 44563, let's get it.
Hello?
What's going on, Miss Nair?
What's going on, B?
Yeah, what's popping with you?
Now. Ain't nothing.
You hear this conversation. You hear how deep we are. You hear where we at now. We already.
I hear where we at.
Where we at? I got 23 people on the line. Everybody listening. I know people going to listen to the replay. You understand what I'm saying? Got a couple more callers. 718 up on deck. Then 404. Then 267. Okay.
Well, my streak is kind of over, so I didn't have sex last night, but I didn't have vaginal sex, but I gave somebody head last night.
Wow. Okay. Yes, the celebrity is over. Goddamn 21 gun salute. Motherfucking one. Go back and drown it, bitches. Okay, drown is over.
Oh, man.
Has had sexual relationships. What was that? 4 years?
Almost five. Really going on
wow.
five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get to that point and don't even get to... How do you get to that and don't get mad? I mean, how do
okay,
you...
Okay, well, this is what's
okay,
going
sorry,
on.
Hold on. Sorry,
and that,
sorry,
look, and this
sorry,
is probably...
Sorry. Go ahead.
This is probably a whole nother show, but it was my baby's dad, and we've been kind of, yeah, we kind of on better terms since I moved. But anyway, it was last night, and, huh?
Why you just go ahead and finish mashing? I'm just curious.
But I really wanted to mash him.
Why
did
you?
Well, I really wasn't. I mean, I wanted to, but I really wasn't quite ready to mash him again just yet.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's kind of weird because I sucked his dick. So it's like, okay, why not go all the way? But
maybe you're one of those women who think sucking dick is not is personal is fucking. I mean, we have some sisters. We have black women that think like, you know, white girls used to do it all the time. You know, white girls, and when they was young, they started sucking dick way earlier. Before they start actually giving up a pussy, because you can get pregnant from fucking, and so they would always suck their boyfriend's dick and give them blowjobs way earlier than they would fuck them. White girls,
I mean, kissing, actually on the scale, kissing to me is more personal than giving head. That's I'm just weird like that. But
really?
So,
well, I you're not the only person I know like that. Actually, I know someone else like that.
So, yeah, I did. Well, we were kissing, and I was like, well, can I, you know, go down there. I asked him if I could, and he was like, yeah, okay, like you got to ask.
Of course.
So, yeah.
You don't suck, nigga. No, please don't suck my dick. Please don't suck my dick. No. No, I don't want you to suck my dick. Yo.
I mean, I want to be polite. I don't want to just go raping folks, because I've done that before, too. Kind of, sort of, not really. But, But he was like, no, I did take some from some. I mean, he let me, but, you know, I did take it. But I went down there and.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, he let me have it. I mean, it was up there. I just was like, okay, I'm going to get on it. And he was looking like, wow.
All right.
He's actually not asking me.
Although it's not been reported, we have just confirmed on the air that Veronica is a fucking rapist. Okay, anyway. Moving right along the show.
I went down there and I had, I'm one of those girls who gets extremely wet when I'm giving head. It's like it's just a turn on, especially when he loves it. I just like hear, I mean, when I hear the sounds and the moans and seeing how they look, it's really a turn on for me. So I went down there, and then when everything was all said and done, he was like, okay, well, what about you? And I was like, I'm fine. You know, I'm cool. You know, so
okay.
He didn't have to reciprocate. I was cool with, you know.
Okay.
You know,
but anyway, like I said, one more time for the end of the drop, because you did actually have sex with somebody other than yourself. Now you need to get mad. Okay. Now, well, I'm just saying. I mean, hey, it's K100. All right, so obviously you do give it. You like to get it. You do enjoy it. You feel what I'm saying? Do the person you're in a relationship with has to give it to you? Do you if you're going to be serious with somebody, do they have to eat pussy?
At some point, yes. At some point, yes, they do. I cannot just go. I don't know. I cannot have a guy who doesn't eat. I can't.
Right.
Because at some point I'm gonna want it, and then you don't go down there. I'm gonna get pissed off because it's just a totally different feeling from a mouth than a penis. So I mean, sometimes I'm gonna want that other feeling.
Right.
You're gonna have to get down there and eat some tacos.
Tacos? Why are you calling it tacos?
South of the, because it looks like a taco south of the border. I mean, you're gonna have to go down. Look, you're gonna have to make it down to Tijuana, buddy.
You fucking K100 people. Okay. Let me move on. You fucking people. All right. Do you think it's still a stigma with black people in oral sex? Do you think black women and black men still have this hang up about openly admitting to it? You feel me? We always talking about in music and shit. They say we all sexual, and they say all rappers ever talk about is pussy and ass, and you know, we always talk about it. But nobody really talks too much about really sucking dick. When Lil Kim was talking about how she suck her nigga dick and everything, everybody, even when Lil, in the 90s, when Lil Kim came out, everybody was like, you know, all covering their mouth, and oh, shit, that's why she stood out, because she was like, bitch, fuck that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do you think it's a stigma with black people and admitting and talking about oral sex? You feel me?
I think it is, and I think it's probably more admitting that you do it. You know, I don't know if it's a cultural thing or, you know, it's taboo to kiss and tell, and it's taboo to, you know, go down, and then it's even more so to say what you do. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people just don't want to admit that they do that. You know, I'm like, okay.
I think it's more taboo to kiss and tell and goddamn go. Of course, all black women have this goddamn thing going around amongst their people and saying, don't ever tell another bitch about your man's dick or whatever, because that bitch is going to go try and fuck your man, because they say there's a quote-unquote shortage of black men around and blah, blah, blah. And if he goddamn doing all this shit with you in the bedroom, don't go tell your motherfucking friends, because them bitches going to try and goddamn mash his ass. I get that, but just, I'm talking about, you got black women who don't even like to say, not talk about specifically they man. They don't even want to talk about the fact that they either eat pussy or suck dick, black people, period. That's what I'm talking about.
Know.
You got... Got black men who really some black men do, and some black men just like still be like, man, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you can't do it to everybody, but some black men act like it's still like nasty. Like I said, it's still some shit going on with some of these motherfucking niggas out here that think you a soft ass nigga because you eat pussy. They think they make you a pussy ass nigga. You feel me? You know what I mean?
That's how I think it really
up, you know,
is the ultimate. I mean, masculinity. I mean, to admit that you. I mean, to go it. To each his own, but I just have to say, people who don't are missing out on so much. I mean, you can't just go eating everybody's pussy and sucking every dick you see. Of course not, you know, especially these days and time. But there's just a whole nother level of ecstasy. I mean, it's just something, it adds to the act, you know what I'm saying, that intimacy. So for me, it just makes me that much closer to my man that we do that together, especially 6ix9ine. That's just like, oh, wow, you know.
Right, right. Okay. So good. All right. So I'm getting ready to go to the next caller, 718. You on deck. Now, do you have any special technique? Do you have any special technique, giving or receiving, that you can goddamn share with the people at K100 that they might not know about? What's the special? Well, you got any special moves that we haven't talked about so far that you feel like they might, you know, set it off for the guy, something you want to, or is something you could tell the fellas, be like, fellas, you should try this. My man tried this with me, and goddamn it, that shit made me crawl the walls. You know, go ahead, you know, got any kind of got things you want to share with people that might be something they may not be on about?
I don't know that I have anything really special, and,
What about the two? Have you perfected the hand technique, the two-hand technique, the hand technique? Have you perfected it?
The two-hand, well, I saw a two-hand technique on Real Sex that I'm going to try, and I was like, oh, I never did that before. But, yeah, I mean, I use the hand and the two-hand, and you play with the, you know, the boys while you're doing that. But there's another technique where you put both hands together, you know, and you know, rub them up and over, you know, the fireman's helmet, so to speak, and back then. And then my biggest thing, secret weapon, is learn to love it. If you learn to love given head, you'll just come up with some stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, I do this thing where I try to make my mouth feel more like a really tight pussy.
Right. I love it.
You know,
I love
and
it.
Just, you know, work it down.
Wait. Stop that. Fuck that. Let me goddamn, I need the motherfucking rewind it record. Rewind that. I need that goddamn sound effect. I'm going to find that before the next goddamn show tomorrow. And goddamn it, when I want somebody to replay that shit. But goddamn it, pause for the motherfucking call. I got that one. Bring that back. Say that again. You try to make it feel like what now?
Try to make it feel like a really tight pussy.
How do you achieve that? How do you exactly achieve trying to make your mouth and hands feel like a really tight pussy? I'm curious.
You're not just going to go on open mouth. You know, you kind of press your lips together and,
right.
you know, as
right.
you're going over it, you open up gradually and more gradually. You don't just like, you know, shove it down your throat. You have to
right.
just kind of, you know, open your hand just enough to where you feel like, okay, it's getting a little more, you know what I'm saying? She can take a little bit more. You just keep on until you work it on down and it's opened all the way up, kind of, sort of thing.
And you do that, and once again, because and you're doing this with each stroke, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll uh-huh. just, yeah, it's like, okay,
so,
you get a little more in, and then you go back out, and then you go down just a little bit further until, you know.
Okay, now, so what I gather from what you're saying is, don't open your motherfucking mouth all the way wide open like you fucking goddamn trying to stick your finger down your throat like you bulimic bitch trying to make yourself throw up. Embrace every motherfucking inch and goddamn yard and goddamn centimeter of that motherfucker and goddamn it and fucking suck all every goddamn inch and put your lips and mouth and let that motherfucker go all the way across every inch and put some suction into it. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
I was just trying to make sure that I was translating to how I actually feel. You know, when you do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of making it feel like you just open it up wide and just kind of just going on it, you feel me? Put,
like he lip, just fell into,
wrap your,
you know, the
yeah.
neighborhood
wrap your lips
blood.
Around. Right. Wrap your lips around that motherfucker. Tight suction.
Got
get
to.
That motherfucker. Once again, get the hand bob motion down, ladies. The hand and bob. Hand and bob. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. This show has gotten completely out of control. All right. Thanks, V. And once again, I will applaud you for goddamn getting your groove on. 4 years is a long time. You feel me? To be without intimacy. But I must, in fact, smash you. How the hell did you goddamn break a 4-year drought and don't fuck the dick? I don't know. After 4 years? Why you didn't get no dick in your
that's
pussy?
That's a whole nother show. I kid you not. I mean,
unless
if I told you.
Unless you was on your period.
I am not. Wasn't flagging, waving the red flag.
Well, you did go back and mash your baby daddy. And he might have felt the kind of waves and his dick might not have got hard. It could have been all kind of emotional shit going on with that.
I mean, the thing was, I mean, just kissing. The thing was, yeah, I mean, I didn't
know. So why you ain't mashing?
It's a long story, man. It's in a whole nother right. show.
Okay, all right.
We're going to get around to mashing.
Right. I will, in fact, have a show about mashing your baby mama and baby daddy and ex. Even though I think I kind of did that one already. Cool to smash the ex. But I could do something. I'm gonna do a show about being in secret societies and fraternities. Are you in one? You feel me? What's it like? You know, do you think something's wrong with it? What do you think about people who are in them? Because I've never been in one. Well, Baby couldn't tell us how he felt about certain things today because he was amazing. Seven things that happened on the show tonight. But, episode 68... And I owe you one. This is what we're talking about. And Miss McNair, the vow of celibacy is over. You can no longer come on the show talking that 4-year and going shit, even though I have already said before that you have not fucked or you have not been celibate for 4 years because you play with yourself. In fact, you are busting nuts because you masturbate. But even still, you have had intimate sex with someone else but you still didn't get no dick. You didn't get fucked.
Yeah, I can say I haven't had a dick in my pussy for 4 years.
Man, for real, you haven't had a dick in your pussy for 4 years yet.
I haven't had a penis.
I mean, the drought. Everybody, I want to open up. Do you think the drought's still going for Mr. Panera? I don't know. All right. Who all thinks the drought is still going? Hit the number one. I just want to see you flash the number one. She is technically on the drop. I ain't going to go to your line. Just do it right now. Do it. Hit number one. Do it. Hit it. 1, 2, 3. 4 people think that you are still in a drought. Yes,
well, thank you, 4 people.
Out of 19 people that's on the line that wasn't talking about shit before. All right, I'm going to the 718. Thanks.
All right, babe.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Hit number one if you hear some more shit. All right?
All right.
All right. To the 718, what's happening? 718. Caller. Damn it, man. Have they clicked over to the other line? Let's try it again. 718. Damn it, 718. All right, the 718 is not on the motherfucking line. 347-934-0966 is the number to call to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the motherfucking show. I got a lot of people on the line. Somebody hit the motherfucking number one. I got a free open line. I need to go to a caller real quick. Hit the number one. You on deck. Whoever hit it first, I'm going to your line first. I got a lot of people on the line, so if you want to talk, if you just waiting for a chance, 347-934-0966. Press the number one. Come on, damn it. Do I need to go into a song? Well, you don't say. I actually have a song on deck. Want to hear it? Here it goes. We're talking about 68, and I owe you one. Talk about oral sex. All right? Let me run down the questions. 347-934-0966. All these fucking people on the line. Somebody hit the number one. 718. Are you back on the line yet? 718. Why does it say? I don't know. Maybe I can't hear them. I'm mashing it, and I see their line is open. Okay, I got two of people. Keisha Elf, baby.
What's going on?
What's going on, Lamala? What's popping with you?
Nothing much.
Hold on a second. Okay, 347-44-267. And 706. Y'all holler at me, man. I don't know who y'all is. And 718. I think that's game, but he wants to put me on hold. I see you, 678-637. You on deck next now. All right. Go ahead and teach your F. Holler at me real quick. You know the questions, but let me read them back to you. All right? Of course, first and foremost is, if you're a fan of the show, then you know Keisha F calls all the time. She talks. She's one of my Facebook officers. She's part of the family. If Facebook take off and be as big as the Howard Stern Show, I'm gonna need a place for her. She can be one of my other people that's in there. I'm gonna have a panel when the show blow up. I'm gonna have a panel. It ain't gonna be just me. I'm gonna have a panel. I'm gonna put you on the panel. All right. I'm putting all my loyal people that call all the time. When the show blow up, even if they want me and they want me to do the show, once a week I'm going to have a panel. And all my K-100 officers, y'all motherfucking come with me. They ain't sending no motherfucking celebrities. Y'all coming with me, damn it. That's my word. I said it on K-100 first. All right. With that being said, Keisha F., do you like to give head? Do you give head, of course? And do you enjoy it?
I'm learning to enjoy it. I'll be honest.
You're learning to enjoy it. Now, I see that you've been listening on the line for a while now. Do you understand what I... What did you say?
I've been taking notes.
Right. No, okay. Listen, the one note that you need to get out of this show tonight, really, though, I really want you to understand the difference that a man can tell when you're doing it because you feel like that's what you need to do because you're a grown motherfucker and it's... And this is what grown people do. And we can absolutely tell when a motherfucker loves to do that shit.
Right.
So if you're learning to love it, you don't really love it yet. And so you understand that even if you was with your husband, your ex, your man or whatever, if you didn't love it then, you were performing your wifely duties if you gave him head. But if your then husband, which we know you're divorced,
yeah.
If your then husband or boyfriend or whoever else cheated on you, it could have very well been with the woman who actually loved to suck a dick. You realize that, right?
Surprise me.
Say what now?
I said it wouldn't have surprised me at all.
I'm just saying, there's a very big difference. Now, I'm not saying that he was right for doing it because he could have just divorced you and then got it done. But I'm saying, I'm just putting that out there. So you said you're taking notes. Okay, you're learning to love it. That's good. You got to learn sometimes. Practice makes perfect. Learn to love it. Get into it. You feel me?
Right.
I highly suggest that you actually start getting more into the reaction that you're getting from it, and that helps, because that's what helped me. You feel me? When I used to have a stigma and a hang-up about doing that shit, and I was like, oh, that's nasty, black type shit, I actually started to learn to get into the reaction that the chick was giving, and that kind of made me get into it more. It made me actually start not, you know, enjoying, instead of saying that, it's all right, I'll do it. You feel me? Being like, yeah, nigga, I motherfucker do it. You feel me? And I'm going to fuck you up when I do it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It started becoming one of the motherfucking selling points of my sex game. You feel me? One of my motherfucking weapons in my, one of my extra weapons in my arsenal. And I realized that my arsenal was motherfucking deep when I added that motherfucker. Extremely deep. Extremely potent. Extremely addictive.
Wow, look at you. Get into that.
Yeah. Very much so. I mean, hey, it is what it is. All right. Now. Okay. Well, okay. I asked you those two questions. Now, do you think that, well, can you be in a relationship with somebody who don't give oral sex? Can you be in a serious relationship with somebody who don't do it?
No, because if I'm going to do it, I definitely expect somebody else to do it. I mean, granted, whether I like it, learn to like it, love it, whatever the case, if I'm doing it, then doggone it, if you're not doing it, we can't talk too much longer.
Okay, okay. But is that because you actually like the fact, like getting it done, is it? I'm just asking.
Yeah. What woman doesn't enjoy it?
So that's why you should enjoy giving it. That's enough.
I said I'm learning to. I mean, when you talk about the stigma, I was a part of that group. It was dirty. Good girls don't do stuff like that. What in the world? Uh-huh. So I was good and grown before I even would look at a penis and not cringe. So
I'll put it down.
I'll do it, honey. But at this point in my life, it's second nature. And I mean, especially with the job that I do, I can't be offended by a penis. But I just feel like, I don't know. Right now, I guess I need to either love it or leave it alone. So I'm learning to love it.
Okay, so now, and once again, kudos. It's gonna take you a long way in life. It's gonna listen. I just gotta be honest with you. If you got the average guy, especially average black dude, we love getting head. You feel what I'm saying? That being said, y'all, this, the crazy part is, I don't understand why our women have the biggest stigma when we always talk about getting head. All the rappers talk about sucking dick. All the athletes talk about getting head. Super head made a motherfucking goddamn living off giving head. I mean, what the fuck? Everybody knows black men like getting their dick sucked. How in the hell do these goddamn black women grow up thinking they ain't gonna goddamn suck no dick and it's gonna be okay? I don't understand how y'all even get grown without, I mean, that shit should be like the same way y'all feel about, bitch, you gotta have your motherfucking hair and your nails did, bitch, and have a job. Y'all motherfuckers should feel the same way about sucking a dick. Y'all should feel like, bitch, you gotta like to suck a dick if you're a black woman, because we got them trying to have a motherfucking black husband, and these niggas love getting their dicks up. And that is the fucking truth. We love getting our dicks up.
And I
don't understand where I crossed up at. How did it become a stigma with us? And it's a stigma with the black man and eating pussy. That was, of course, you answered the question. How do you think it's a stigma with black men eating pussy still?
Yeah, of course there is. And it comes from, I think, guys who just aren't secure with who they are. I mean, the one guy that I talked to, and that's all we did was talk, that said, oh, I don't do that type of stuff, tra-la-la-la-la. He went on and on to say he was one of those, I think I'm a gangster and I'm big and bad and do this, that, and the other. He was one of those type dudes who had to, or who I think felt like he had to prove himself to his boys at all times. So that was something that he just wasn't. He was just too gangster for some mess like that. And that's just foolish. That's been years ago, but I think that's just completely foolish. And I think as far as women go, back whenever, you know, the rap was talking about it or whatever, and Lil' Kim was coming out talking about how much she did it, they were doing it. Black people were doing it. That wasn't something that they talked about. It was one of those, well, you know, I don't do this, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hold on, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I know, the music is too loud.
Did what now?
I said the music is way loud too.
Oh, what did you say now?
I said I think now that people are freer and more comfortable talking about their sexuality and what they like to do, I think now people are coming to where they're more comfortable saying things that they will do or that they like to have done to them.
All right, right, right. Now, I totally feel what you said about the one guy you ran into was like he don't do it because I've said it again. You feel what I'm saying? Black men have this motherfucking goddamn thing going on where they think that you a pussy nigga because you eat pussy. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the gangsters think that, you know what I'm saying, a nigga who eat pussy can't motherfucking knock their ass out or goddamn blow their motherfucking brains out with an AR just because you eat pussy. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, I know that's what it's about. You feel me? Because I be noticing all the niggas who really pop that shit, they be on some, they think they hard type shit. You feel what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel like I can't never buy into that because, nigga, I know I ain't no motherfucking goddamn pussy-ass nigga. And also, yeah, nigga, I eat pussy. But I don't eat every motherfucking one pussy I fuck with. You feel what I'm saying? And like I said, we do have to be more selective because eating pussy is, you know what I'm saying? It's not as easy. And you can catch it. There's a lot of reasons why not. You just can't go around eating every chick pussy. And you can't go around sucking everybody's dick. But the whole thing is when you kick in with a... When you really kicking it with somebody and it's your chick and y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all really getting down like that, you crushing this motherfucker a couple times a motherfucking week, nigga. You feel what I'm saying, nigga? You still acting like, you know what I mean, you can't do it because of whatever your hang up is about it. I've given these niggas advice. I've said, you know what I'm saying, nigga, learn to love it like you said. You feel me? Enjoy that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That'll take your ass a long motherfucking way. You know, I've also want to reiterate to everybody that's listening on the line and everybody that's just chiming in, you need to keep your shit shaved and groomed up down there. Too many motherfuckers walking around, too many grown motherfuckers walking around, you know what I'm saying, shit looking like, I don't know, just fucking wild, nigga, like you were Amazon or some shit, like, you know, I mean, you feel me, we over here, nigga, where they make trimmers and goddamn, you know what I'm saying, and shit that don't cut, and yeah, keep your shit looking, you know what I'm saying, keep your shit low, you can't have hair growing all the way up the motherfucking shaft to the tip, nigga, you feel me, yeah, you gotta keep your shit right, they like sucking it better when it's like that anyway, you feel me, that I learned, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, ladies, you definitely got to keep your shit low. You can have it bald. You can have a little. You can have it at least cut real low around the lips, around the clit. How the hell? It's already hard enough to find in some instances. Some of y'all clit ain't really just. Y'all got these overly goddamn big goddamn lips, and it's goddamn high in the clit. You got to spread the lips over to get to the clit and all that. Then we got to cut grass before we get there. God damn it, man. Fuck.
Mercy.
You're making the shit harder than it has to be, bitch. You're making it harder than it has to motherfucking be. You. Shave that
okay.
Shit. Keep that shit low. All right? The little motherfucking word of advice for you motherfucking women out there. What the fuck y'all got going on? Your mama didn't tell you. Your mama didn't tell you that because she still don't even admit she eat pussy. I mean, my bad. Get her pussy eight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get her pussy eight. One time for the ladies who... Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was coming in from work one night. I was in high school, and I swear I caught my mother masturbating. I did.
Okay, well, at least everybody masturbates. Damn it, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But this is my mama. This is like that whole you don't catch your parents having sex type thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I understand that. That can be traumatic.
Lord. You just really made me, oh my gosh, I just got chills. I think I'm going to have to go pray in a minute.
Okay. But Keisha, before I go on to 678, you on deck. Before I go to the next caller, welcome everybody that's just tuning in. All you late motherfuckers, what's happening? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizz, and we're talking about 68, and I owe you one. Oral sex, we've had a great discussion. Some of you motherfuckers need to save your marriage and put this shit on replay. Some of you motherfuckers who know your homegirl marriage fucked up, you might need to send this goddamn copy of the replay to this bitch. Send that bitch to the show for the link. Alright? Real motherfucking talk. You understand what I'm saying? Alright, Keisha F. And one more time for Keisha F. for learning to love to suck the dick. She's not quite there, but when she learns to love to suck the dick, I think the next time you get with a man and you learn and you love the sucking dick, you sucking that motherfucker to the point that shit kind of making you get turned on and making that pussy get wet from sucking that dick. You learn to love the sucking dick when you embrace sucking the dick. Now, Keisha, do you use the hand motion before I go to the next caller? You got the hand motion down yet? All right.
Yes.
You milking the balls?
Yep. Yes. no hand bob, whatever you said. Yeah.
All right, you got it.
I'm getting my game up.
All right, we're making sure we're here to educate. We are here to educate.
That's what I said. I'm taking notes.
Righty then. All right, 678 and then going to the 718. I tried to come to you earlier, but you had gone, so somebody jumped up in 678. Oh, this is Key. Key, what's happening, baby?
What's going on?
What's going on? Where the hell you been all my life? All right, check this out. All right. We know you like to get head. Because anybody who listens to fucking K100, if this is your first episode, then you don't know this. But if this could be your fifth episode, and you just
you
got turned on to the show, you know this motherfucker on the line is a notorious face addict. Okay, so we don't have to ask her, do she like to get head? We will ask her again, even though she's claimed that she does like to give head. You do like to give head, right? She's just selective, right?
Yeah, not all the time, yeah. It depends on who it is.
Right, depending on
if
who
I
it is.
If I can get away from it, I would definitely get away from it.
But if you fucking with some, but the average nigga is going to be like, what? So, you know, I mean, so if you know, when you do it, you do the damn thing, right? You still sound like one of those people who really love to suck a dick, but you do that shit because you know it's a grown woman thing to do. And you're going to handle your business, you don't want to have to.
I don't know.
Then you would have never said the first part that you just said if you was one of those people who really love to suck a dick.
Well, it depends on whose it is. Like, I don't love to suck everybody. Like,
I said that.
If I do choose to get it in with that person, I'm gonna get all the way in.
Okay, your pussy get wet when you suck dick?
Yeah. It excites. Well, I think the reaction more so than the act excites me.
I was actually trying to catch you in the lie because the other day you said your pussy don't get wet unless somebody gives you some face. Now!
Whatever.
You know that you waited a minute, baby. Everybody's on the line.
Well, normally, look, it's normal.
You got a lot of people on the line that heard that.
Or
you got a lot of
listen.
People on the line that heard you say that. You got a lot of people on the
normally,
line.
Normally, either the face is coming before that, it has already come before that, or it's coming soon thereafter. So either way, it gives me something to look forward to and makes me excited.
All right. Okay. Now, what can you be with? I don't even know why I'm asking you this, but I asked everybody else. Obviously, can you be with somebody who doesn't?
No, absolutely not. No,
okay.
There's no
all
chance
right.
with us. No
yeah,
future.
Right.
Even,
okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Even though that's kind of hypocritical because
right.
I might not necessarily, get them for head at first, but hey, they got to go off the rip. They got to get to me off the rip.
But you ain't going to get off the rip.
Not necessarily. But kill me, I'm going to need you about 20 lives, and I knew I was going to be getting killed all night.
Yeah, of
all
course.
Night.
But, you ain't no different from Keisha, because Keisha said she ain't really learned to love to suck a dick, but of course she likes to get her pussy ate, obviously.
I mean, I love to do it with certain people, but I don't love to do it to the point that I have to do it to everybody. Like, if I see one, I don't feel like, oh my God, I got to just fuck. No, I don't feel that way about it.
Okay, I understand. All right, now. Do you think it's still a stigma with the black people in oral sex? Do you feel that?
Oh,
do you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So it's not just me. Okay, I've asked. This is
it's a stigma attached to it.
What the fuck is up with that?
And, it's a lot of females. They be like, man, I don't do that, this, and this. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, 8-Ball MJG, they saying, you constantly telling me the things you don't do, but you do it like a pro. Like, for real. And dude's good for saying that, too. But it's a lot of them, they just don't want their friends to know they do it. And, I don't even understand why.
Listen, this is the thing with my Nick. This is the thing with the men. Because see, I already know for a fact, because I'm a black man, I already know for a fact there is a very big stigma and taboo about certain men really just actually admitting openly that they eat pussy A and then actually talking about that shit with another motherfucking nigga. That shit is like, real super duper taboo. Me talking about it on this motherfucking show. So if they have these fuck niggas who got them girls mashing me and whoever the fuck else they mashing on the side, is because these niggas is so still caught up in that taboo like mind frame. You feel what I'm saying? I've already explained
well,
the fact
I'm
that.
I'm glad
and
I don't meet any of those
dude,
type of men. I'm so
dude,
glad
dude.
I don't meet them.
Dude, with black men, there's still the stigma that you actually a soft ass nigga or some shit because you eat pussy. You still got to deal with dealing with that. And a host of other
motherfuckers. I mean, and you know, I let them have their stigma as long as they do it.
Well, now if they got that stigma, they really ain't gonna do it. Or even if they do do it, they gonna be one.
Yes,
even
they
if they do do
yes,
it,
they
even
do.
If they,
that's,
even
that's
if they
like
do
a female,
it.
Nah, that's just like no females be like, I don't do this and I don't do that. But you get them in the room and they be doing all kind of stuff. I'm like,
I know,
for real, like,
still,
you can tell your friends what you want as long as you get it in. Yeah, tell them what you want. Have your stigma.
No. I'm talking about really having, not just don't want to talk about their business, but they want to not just talk about the fact that they do suck. I mean, not talk about how they suck their dick or how good they
ask. Actually don't do it.
Don't do it. Really, really don't do it.
I ain't never, you know, I guess even if they don't, you know what I'm saying, I be making them want to do it. They be willing.
But you do admit that there is a stigma still. You still got a lot of your black homegirls who act like it's a problem when they say they suck dick or somebody say they suck dick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a lot of females like that. Like, oh, I don't do like, yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, all right, I got one more call on the line. I'm going to get ready to go to him. I'm going to run out of time. But before I go to him, 718, you on deck. Before I go to him, answer the one question. Do you have any special techniques?
Special techniques. Yeah.
We've been educating the people tonight.
My technique is, one, to learn the person that you're doing it with. That's why it's like it's not as effective if you're just doing it to everybody at random. But you have to kind of learn the person that you're doing it with. Certain people like certain type of strokes. Certain people like, you know, you got to know what the person likes in order to do it. You also have to know some anatomy. Like where to do certain things, where the sensitive areas are, like behind the head, you know, the shaft. You got to learn where to do what you're doing, even when it comes to your tongue. Like Veronica said, you got to make it tight like a vagina. You can make your mouth way tighter than you can make your, you know, your stuff. Even if you're up on your Kegel exercise, you can still make your mouth way tighter and, you know, keep it lubricated.
Right. Now let me
when to use your hand and when not to. Sometimes, you know, it's better when you take your hand off because a man likes to see your mouth going all the way on it. You know,
I was gonna bring it up.
Like
I was gonna bring it up.
Blocking it.
You bring it up. Let me hold on. Let me bring it up because I did say when the person called and said the hand motion, and I did say the shit with the hand motion. The hand motion is great, and I love when you get the motherfucking hand motion going, bitch. You feel me? And get that motherfucker right and get that motherfucker ready. You need to get that hand motherfucker motion, you know what I'm saying? Get that shit right and ready. But you do, like he said, got to know when to break off from the hand motion. You feel what I'm saying? It's a combination of the hand motion and just throat. You feel me? And you got to get that.
Yep.
And another thing that you said that is absolutely 100% true, you do, every person is different. You feel what I'm saying? Every person is different. You feel what I'm saying? So what every guy, you just can't suck everybody dick and you can't eat everybody pussy, but when you do decide to go there with somebody, if you fucking with them like that, you need to learn their anatomy because every woman don't come the same. You feel what I'm saying? Some dudes like you fucking just stay on the head. Some dudes like that. Some niggas really only want to use you. Like you said, I really like to see my dick going. I like for them to gag on it. You feel me? Because they going
to
gag on that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
But
I like
the cheek action. You know, some men like cheek action. You know, you got to get a little bit of that. And so you got to be a little versatile. You know, you can't just be so, you know, just one tunnel vision type when you want it. You got to know the person and be a little versatile with it. Some men like to see you just roll your tongue around and see some slob stricken like it's some hot cheese or something. You know, you just got to.
I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Love it, bitch. Pizza.
Some people like to, you know, got to put those slurping sounds in there. Every now and then. You know, that's right.
Slurping motherfucking burp, bitch. You already know.
Refer to my poem on K100 page. Those of you that are on the page.
All of you who've been to the K100 fan page, make sure you join the K100 group. Look it up, find it. We'll be talking some
under
shit
the
on
discussion,
there.
Under the discussion part, you gotta have a section like a Hoover and a movement like a Dyson. Exactly.
All right, well, that was your last question. We got all of that right there. We got to go to the next caller, all right?
All right,
Ms. B, I see you hitting number one. I'm going to come back to you real quick. But I got the homie from the 718. He on deck right now. You feel me? What's happening, homie? Yo. 718. Well, let me try it again, man. 718. Why the hell I keep going to the 718 and I can't keep hearing them, man. They hit number one again. 718, 717. You're on the air. K100. I can't hear you, 718, 717. If you can hang up and call right back, I will open your line immediately, but I keep going to your line. I'm opening it up and I can't hear you. Hang up and call back. I think you have a bad connection. Sorry about that. Miss Benair.
Yes, sir.
What's happening? Y'all see you hit number one. Did somebody say something that strike, struck something? You know, struck a nerve or something?
No. I thought of something, you know, too. I was thinking, it's okay, Mommy. Oh, Lord, my baby waking up scared. It's okay. Uh-oh. It's okay, baby. I couldn't be with a person that wouldn't let me give head. You know,
I think that's noble of you. I do. I think that's
noble as did Honey Bump noble. I just
I understand because you like sucking dick. So since you like sucking dick, I mean you just broke a fucking 4-year celibacy drought just with head and didn't even get fucked in the pussy. Like, who does that? If you're gonna break the drop, most motherfuckers gonna absolutely get the pussy hit. You know what I'm saying? But you just wanted to give him some head. That shows how much you like sucking dick. Now, and I commend you for that. Now, I'm not tripping about it. But what I'm saying is, in saying that, you feel what I'm saying? In saying that, I understand what you mean by you don't even want to be with nobody who don't even want to let you motherfucking get no head. You feel me? If you are the type of motherfucker who like oral sex, and I asked at the beginning of the first question I asked everybody, do you like it? Do you like to give oral and get oral? I asked both of the motherfucking questions. You feel what I'm saying? I asked both questions. Do you like to suck the ass? Do you like to give it and get it? So if you really like to suck dick, or if you really like eating pussy, then you really don't even need to be with nobody who don't even like you to do that. Because if you get turned on by it, some women, like I said, some women like fucking pussy get wet by giving head. You feel me? Some of them, it turned them on to get a man some motherfucking head. So, ain't nothing wrong with what you're saying. I wonder how many other people feel that way. You feel what I'm saying? I wonder how many other people feel that way. Now, I'm going to open up the line to everybody that's asked questions. I got 8 minutes left. So, opening up I'm opening up T. I'm opening up Shay. I'm opening up Bully. You feel what I'm saying? Who else? I'm opening up Shay. All right, everybody's mic is open. Anybody got anything to add? We got 8 minutes. It's a free-for-all. I got 6 people on the motherfucking line. K1 Internet Radio. It's a little something I'm experimenting with at the end of the show. Welcome 864 and 917 and 843. Oh, that's my homegirl. Hopefully she can hit number one if she want to talk to me. All right, everybody's line open. Did everybody hear what Veronica just said?
Yeah,
could you be
I
with somebody...
It.
If you like giving head, could you be with somebody who won't even let you give them head? Bully, you on the line? Keisha, you on the line?
Nah,
Key on the
hard.
Line?
That'd be kind of hard. That'd be kind of hard to do. Nah, I couldn't really be with him.
So you wouldn't be with a guy who don't want his dick sucked then?
Nah, not if I'm with him like that and I want to do it. No, that's a little retarded right there.
Damn, okay. What about you, Bully?
Maybe I'll just have to make him learn to like it. I'll make him learn to like it.
Okay, what about you, Bully?
Maybe he had a bad experience.
Maybe he did. Maybe somebody fucking did his shit and fucking cut
it.
I'm not going to mind. I wouldn't care. You know, I like giving head, but, you know, if that's what it is, then that's just motherfucking what it is. It wouldn't bother me. But the young lady that said that, When she blew on a baby daddy mic, the nigga asked her, "Well, what about you?" I'm like, "Yo, that's a better nigga than me."
Oh, wait,
hell no. Oh shit! What? Somebody need to be around for what? It's a wrap.
Oh no!
He's a considerate guy. He's a considerate guy. What's
oh
name?
Wow!
Like,
hey,
yeah,
I mean, right.
What about me?
Hey, Shay,
you wouldn't ask no questions,
Shay,
huh?
Shay and Keisha, you on the line too.
Shay, I can't be with a guy because I like to do that. So you know, he's surprising.
Okay, so you couldn't be with a guy who don't want his dick sucked.
Me, Phineas is ring, and
Dream.
Get the baby
off
the phone.
Get the baby off the line. Who's baby is that? What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Get the babies off the line.
Oh, my God. He was sitting in my lap. I had to put the phone on mute.
Why is the baby?
Oh my God.
Sometimes it does take more.
Wow.
She'll be traumatized. Oh my God. She wasn't able to hear.
Okay, okay.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Okay, you know, Keisha, what about you, Keisha? What do you think? Can you meet somebody who don't want it?
If he doesn't want it, I would think that there was something wrong with him. And that's just me. Something's wrong with him. Something. Mm-mm. I don't even think something traumatic happened. I would just think something is just wrong.
Something's wrong. Right. I agree. Something got to be wrong. If it's on the other end, then something got to be wrong.
Yeah, but I know females that don't like it. I've heard a female say that she don't like it. I said, no, you just haven't had anybody do it right. That's what that is.
Yeah, but I had females say
that
all the time, though.
Some dudes pretty sloppy with it, though. Some dudes can get sloppy with it.
I never heard no nigga say he don't like getting head. Maybe they don't, though, and they just being niggas. They don't want to admit it because, you know, they might make them feel funny or think people look at them just...
I'm looking at this nigga funny.
Whatever. You know, females. If a female said, "I'm looking at her like she retarded, like she got numb, like she numb down there or something," that could be the only reason that you don't like it, that you have no sensation in your vagina.
Exactly. You grew up in Africa and you've been circumcised.
Oh.
I'd be like, yeah, you can do me and I owe you one. Like, I'm the one that's going to owe you one.
The African woman is the only one that can legitimately say that, though.
Exactly, exactly. That's the only reason you would get away with that in my book.
All right, well, real quick, I got all the ladies on the line. Would it say, with a quick yes or no, ladies, or well, not a yes or no, but it's basically a basic question. Do y'all come harder from getting faced?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Wait a minute.
No.
You know what I was drinking on beforehand.
Yeah.
If you got it wide open.
There you go.
You got to have it wide open, though.
Whoever had to think about it, it would bust nuts all day long. Cause
the blunt man.
She don't know. She just bust some bitches like, shit,
hold up, everybody! I see my homegirl Elle on the line. Y'all, everybody, I'm gonna leave y'all line open, but let me give her a chance to get the platform. I got 3 minutes left. Elle, you on the line?
I'm here.
Oh, what's happening, boy? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, mom? Listen, you've been hearing us. We've been wilding out for the last couple of minutes of the show. You feel me? Now you can say
a little bit of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead. I got 3 minutes. Let me run down the show, and everybody can chime in or something, you know. But I got everybody's microphone. But I want to solo you real quick and ask you these questions. Of course, the first question is, A, do you like these? Do you like giving head? Do you give head? You feel me?
Okay, well, I think I know all of your questions. So for the first one, it depends on the situation, depends on the person. I could love it or I could despise it. So I'm one of those chicks, don't ask for it. Let me offer. If you asking, 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make that one of, I mean, even if it is one of your priorities, if that's your main thing, don't let me know that that's a must. Because I'm probably going to want to give it to you, but if it's that important to you and you make that known by asking for it all the time, that's going to make me want to shy away because that's something that I can only get into if I'm wanting to give it to you.
Okay. I don't understand that because if you like it, you like it. Okay. All right, real quick. I only got 1 minute. All right. Well, let me go. First of all, real quick, do you think it's a stigma?
Yeah.
Okay. It's stigma, yeah. Okay. Now, Could you be with somebody who doesn't give you head?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. Ooh. And one other thing, do you have any special techniques that you know of that you really like?
I ain't sharing that with y'all, but I'm so mad I miss Shay and everybody else because I might have got some lessons on the line tonight.
Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody. We got 60 seconds, everybody. Go ahead. Anybody want to add anything before we go? We got 60 seconds. Anybody?
I want to share your techniques.
I want to add something on the stigma. I think the stigma is that back in the day, prostitutes were known for doing that. So, you know, it was like prostitutes do it. I don't do that. And then women learned that, okay, if I want to keep my man, I'm going to have to do what the pros do. So I'd rather suck my man's dick than to have some unknown woman sucking
the
dick.
Yeah, you got to keep away from the prostitutes.
Yeah.
Once you started doing it, started
even though, you want to keep away, but then you want to let them learn, okay? Once again,
yeah,
ladies,
learn what they
say, lady in the streets, freaking the shit,
like the bedroom.
Exactly. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the motherfucking show. I gotta get ready to sign up. I only got 30 seconds left. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzard. We had a great motherfucking show. Episode 68, and I motherfucking owe you one. All right. I'm hollering at y'all, man. It's one of my better shows, man. If you know anybody having issues with their relationship, you might want to send them this way and forward this motherfucking show so they got them lame asses. All right. I'm out, man. Blizzard.